Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4314.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
A person that had a specific influence on me was my father. Growing up, he was very hardworking. Although he didn't have the best of jobs, he always had a great outlook on life and was always very hardworking for me and my family, and that's been kind of a good influence as far as how to live my life and putting as much work into whatever I do.
What do you aspire to be?
Generally, I aspire to be just an all-around, very well-rounded person, and specifically, I aspire to be a performing musician as well as a composer. Ideally, I'd like to be a musician in one of the military bands, but I also enjoy teaching music as well, so I kind of want to do the whole music thing.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
As a human being, I describe myself as very hardworking, but also I'm very spiritual in a sense. Spirituality is really important to me, and that kind of accompanies the musical aspect of my life pretty well.
What types of things make you happy?
Things that make me happy are either seeing people that have a really hard work ethic, or when I have a day where I know I worked as hard as possible to accomplish whatever task I were doing that day, and that generally makes me happy.
What types of things make you sad?
Things that make me sad are seeing people poorly mistreated by others, especially when it's on the basis of something that the people can't control.
Describe the world you come from and how that world shaped who you are.
The world I come from, as far as where having grown up and spent most of my life thus far, has been fairly secluded, having grown up in the countryside. Just having a generally easygoing, secluded personality in some respects has really helped me as far as my musical career and being expressive.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else? How did you develop this attribute?
One attribute that distinguishes me from a lot of other people that I see in my life is how easygoing I am. I see a lot of people every day in my life that get tied up by just little things as far as everything bothers them, but I'm fairly good at looking past everything and just looking at the bigger picture and being more of a positive person as far as that goes.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have, and why?
Some of the most admirable qualities a person can have, in my opinion, are being hardworking and being committed to their beliefs and not altering on those beliefs unless they have good factual basis on which to do so.
What quality do you like best in yourself, and what do you like least?
The quality I like best is generally if I see something that I want to accomplish, I'm pretty relentless as far as trying to attain that. And the quality that I like least is, although I'm really easygoing, sometimes that causes me to let certain things pass that shouldn't always do so.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
Some values that I would like to pass on to my children that my parents pass on to me include both my hard work ethic, or at least in my opinion that I have, and my faith.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
Having grown up in the countryside with my family, I really enjoy spending time doing outdoors things like fishing or sports or hiking, camping, general things like that.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why this gift was so special.
One of the most cherished gifts that was given to me was probably when I was around middle school age. My grandparents gave me a special edition of a Bible that I've had ever since then, and that's been something great for me to hold on to.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
Some activities I enjoyed in my childhood include being in the outdoors, camping, fishing, boating, just being outdoors in general, gardening, things like that.
What is your favorite word and why?
It's hard to narrow it down to a favorite word, but if I had to pick one, I'd say it'd be something like diligence. And that's just because I think it's really important to be diligent in everything you do in life.
What type of sports do you like to watch?
I don't really keep up with sports too religiously, but I do enjoy like football and hockey occasionally.
What do you do for fun? What are your hobbies?
Well, things I do for fun are I enjoy making music and composing music. I enjoy fitness. I enjoy running, playing sports, things like that.
Choose a prominent person, either living, deceased, or fictional, whom you would like to interview and explain why.
A particular person that I would like to interview would have been Albert Einstein. I've done some research on just some of his general views outside of his readily available ideas on mathematics and science and whatnot, just on general things like religion and other things like that, and him being the intelligent person he was and having such an astounding capability for intellect, I would really be interesting to hear some of his ideas.
Recall an occasion when you took a risk that you now know was the right thing to do.
A time when I took a risk was when I went out on the limb to ask my current girlfriend to date me, and she luckily said yes. I was a pretty nervous wreck at the time, but not so much now.
Is there a work of art, piece of music, scientific phenomenon, mathematic theory, or piece of literature that has surprised or unsettled or challenged you, and in what way?
A particular piece of music that has challenged me as a composer is Sergei Rachmaninoff's Second Symphony. One of the most beautiful pieces of music I've heard is the second movement in this symphony, where there's this very long clarinet solo that just shapes my idea of phrasing and has impacted me as a composer.
Have you experienced a moment of epiphany, as if your eyes were open to something you were previously blind to? Describe this moment and your impressions about it.
A point in time when I had an epiphany about something is when I had first gone to college as an undergraduate. Having grown up in the countryside, I wasn't really exposed to a lot of diversity as far as ideas and race and religion. And having first gone to college, I was exposed to all that. And it was just a really big open door into the reality of what the world really is, a big melting pot of just all kinds of ideas and races, and that was really neat for me to experience, having never experienced it further than the television.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
What I would like to be doing right now is to be making music, playing professionally in some kind of organization, and getting paid for it.
What is your approach to life?
I approach life from from my religious viewpoints, as far as always trying to have a moral approach to things ethically.
What was the most difficult time in your life? How did you overcome these difficulties? How did your perspective on life change as a result of the difficulty?
A certain challenge I had when I was younger was I had gotten an ear infection, and it caused my hearing to have a pretty bad hearing loss for a while, and this is when I had just started playing music, and it really affected my ability to be able to hear. Luckily, over time, it came back. So that really challenged me initially, and if it had gone a slightly different way, I might not be into music right now, and that's really important to me.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
One of the most rewarding experiences I had was when I was getting my undergraduate degree in music. We were having this soloist come to play with band who played the same instrument as me, a euphonium. So I knew the solo that this gentleman was coming to play, and I worked up the solo so I could play it for him. But in the end, at the concert, he wasn't able to make it, and since I had worked up the solo, I was able to step in and fill in for him. So that was very rewarding that my preparation met the opportunity.
Who is your favorite actor?
I really enjoy Anthony Hopkins. He has a lot of conviction with the way he portrays his roles, and he's very convincing, and I really enjoy watching his movies.
What is your favorite dinner?
My favorite dinner, I would say, is pizza. I've always had a weakness for it.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
As a kid, I played a lot of board games, but I'd say probably my favorite would be the board game Life.
What is the craziest thing you have ever done?
The craziest thing I've ever done, although there probably have been many in my opinion, back home, having lived in the countryside and liking the camp, I lived right by a river, and I'd go out on the river by myself and find an island to camp on, and quite often I was visited by wildlife such as black bears and whatnot, and I'd frequently have to chase them away from my food supply.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
The first thing I do in the morning is talk to my girlfriend. She gets up much earlier than me for work, so she wakes me up in the morning.
What is your favorite season and why?
My favorite season is fall. This is mainly because I grew up my family farming and gardening and having our own orchard and whatnot. So through the summer, we put in a lot of work to, you know, grow vegetables and whatnot. So by fall, we got to see the product of all our hard work, and that was really rewarding.
What matters to you most?
What matters to me most is my spirituality as far as my belief and my faith.
What's the funniest thing that ever happened to you?
Funniest thing that ever happened to me was when I was quite young, probably in elementary school. I was at home in one of our fields, and there was a group of turkeys, and I thought it'd be funny to run after them. But in the end, they ended up running after me. And unfortunately, my grandmother got it all on tape.
What great cause do you feel strongly about?
One cause I feel strongly about is abortion. I'm really pro-life, so that's something that really strikes a chord with me.
If you were a superhero, who would you be and what would your power be?
If I was a superhero, I'd probably pick Superman. All my friends always call me Superman. I'm not exactly sure why, but I think it'd be really cool to have the ability to fly and have super strength, and but of all, of course, for good causes as far as rescuing damsels in distress and whatnot.
If you could be invisible, where would you go and what would you do?
If I were invisible, I don't think I would take too much advantage of it. But one thing I really enjoy is seeing how different people interact. So I would probably use the opportunity to observe people close to me and see how they interact with others when I wasn't around.
You are pursuing a master's in music. When did you first become interested in this field?
I first became interested in pursuing music beyond high school, in high school. I started music in late elementary school, but I never really considered it until high school when my high school band director pushed me to become a music teacher. I ended up pursuing that, and then later I changed to wanting to focus on becoming a music performer rather than a music teacher.
What are your plans upon graduation?
Upon graduation, I plan on doing a lot of composing, teaching lessons as far as keeping a private music studio, and hopefully moving back with my girlfriend who, once I move in with her, hopefully will be my wife, and pursuing music wherever that takes me.
If you had to choose a different career, what would you be? Why would you choose this career?
If I had to choose a different career, it would be a scientist in some respect, as far as either a physicist or a chemist. I've always been really interested in the way things work on a kind of a scientific level. And even though I'm a musician, I still try to keep a sense of curiosity about things around me in that respect.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing?
10 years from now, I would like to have a performing job in either some kind of symphony orchestra or a military band, also teaching private music lessons, and be getting commissions to write compositions, musical compositions for different groups.
What would you consider a romantic evening?
My idea of a romantic evening isn't as involved as some people's maybe. I really just enjoy relaxing, being peace and quiet, maybe a movie. I enjoy cooking and stuff, so I'd probably cook the dinner and just relax and tell everyone else to go away.
What qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
Qualities I look for in a potential mate, first of all, is I want them to be capable of surviving on their own without me, so that I know that if I have to leave for a certain amount of time, that they'll be able to survive. And I just like the overall idea of not being leaned on too much in a relationship. Not to say that commitment isn't important. That's the second most important thing to me, and that they're also very hardworking and very committed to what they're doing.
What is the nicest thing you could do for your significant other?
The nicest thing you could do for your significant other, in my opinion, is trust them, have faith in them, and not to be skeptical of them. Because I figure if you go out of your way to make someone your significant other, it should be on the basis of the fact that you can trust them.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
There's a couple of reasons I decided to participate in this donor program. One was I knew it was a good way to make a difference. Particularly, I always enjoy being in the background of things as far as making a difference, which might sound kind of contrary to me being a musician, but I don't always like being out in front of the stage. And secondly, I'm trying to save up for a wedding, so I knew this would be a good way to do that, as far as having something that had more meaning than just making money, but also making a difference.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4314.